About 30% of U.S. veterans have considered committing suicide. This is according to a new survey taken by a group that monitors the conditions of U.S. military personnel that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America asked more than 4,000 of its members, 37% of whom said they personally knew a recent vet who took his or her own life. Overall, 45% reported knowing a fellow soldier, sailor, airman, or marine who has tried to commit suicide.
You don't see yourself, you don't recognize who you are, and you think sort of like, how am I going to be able to go from this bed where I'm stuck to getting back to doing anything I did before?
Repeated tours may contribute to suicidal thoughts even after service has ended.
The first time you go to war and you survive and gee, you think you're not going back, you can deal with it. But then when you go back the second time, you know, I can remember my days in the service, say, okay, I'm here for this amount of time. And, you know, if I survive, gee, that's good.
The survey highlights one of the most vexing issues for military personnel after they've returned from battle. Military medical centers are struggling to find solutions for what has become an epidemic: veterans wanting to harm themselves. Nearly two-thirds of veterans polled said that they have friends who need medical help in dealing with mental health issues because of combat. And about 50% of veterans who took the survey admitted that they have friends or loved ones who suggested that they themselves should seek medical assistance. The IAVA survey reports that 80% of the group's members believe the VA and the Pentagon provide insufficient care for veterans who need mental health treatment.
War is horrible, but you say, okay, we got to take that hill. You take the hill and you push the other side back, but you know, you go in, you take the hill, you come back, and they've got it again. You got to keep fighting for the same thing over and over.
The survey is being released as the U.S. military deals with record numbers of active duty troops who are also committing suicide. In 2012, the number of self-inflicted soldier deaths exceeded the amount killed in the U.S. conflict with Afghanistan, and they are on a similar pace this year. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.